Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Foul Monkeys, this is James LeRoy.
This is Waylon.
And this is Ricky.
With his mouth full.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't even paying attention as he was giving me eyes of like, talk my mouth is full.
Today is Wednesday, July 11th, 2012.
This is episode 431.
Y'all, we are enjoying some bacon cheese that R.C. Martinez sent us.
I'm sorry, we are enjoying R.C. Martinez's bachelor jam.
What?
He is the...
He's a little thick.
He's the Halsey's. He was the Halsey's, right?
I think so.
I believe so.
His bachelor jam's a little thick.
And bacon flavored.
Which is awesome.
It's kind of awesome.
I did it.
We're just enjoying some cheese and... I don't know what else we got to talk about today, but I guess we can talk about what I got going on.
Yeah, please. And then do we have any phone calls?
Yes.
We have a phone call.
Brad can get that up while you talk while you talk with your mouth
full. Fucking cue it.
Hold on. This isn't going to be good. I can't eat bread. I'll just eat the cheese. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So you...
Hey.
So you guys, you know, on the last show,
it's
I was
cued.
Like, not the last one we just recorded, but
yes,
was it 4/28/29. Oh, okay, 4/29. You know, I was like super fucking stressed because I couldn't find an apartment, and I was like starting to go crazy.
He was crying and everything.
I found an apartment this past weekend, and we signed the lease, and we're moving in soon.
Hooray!
So I'm super excited about it. We're on the 15th floor. The last floor of the building.
And you're moving in on the 15th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
We have an awesome...
Very auspicious.
Yep. Hopefully it's a good sign. We have an awesome rooftop view of the beaches and...
That looked like a nice rooftop.
Downtown. The only thing that sucks is I wish you could have a grill up there, but you can't. It kind of sucks. But... Apartment's nice. It has all new appliances, all new hardwood floor, but not real hardwood. It's like the...
Laminate.
Is it laminate? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, or vinyl.
No, laminate.
It's not vinyl. I think it's like...
The fake wood stuff.
We have vinyl in our building.
But it looks like wood?
Yes.
And it's in squares?
I don't like that.
No.
Really?
It's strips, so it makes it even look...
Cheap.
No, ours does not look cheap.
It shouldn't be for the price you pay.
It's actually quite durable.
How much is a one bedroom in your building?
Do you really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
For what we have available or in general?
Just like an average.
Average would be 18 to 22.
Fuck that shit.
Okay, because everyone has their mouthfuls, it really sounds like that we're doing like an episode of Sweaty Balls. Because all you guys are like, yeah, well... Yeah, so the
we are
the hotel,
literally licking sweaty balls.
My balls are sweaty. My apartment costs more than yours. It's kind of funny.
We're eating while we're doing the show. I know you guys hate it, but we're fucking hungry and we want this.
Get over it! Honestly, it's better than burping and farting on the show. Mm-hmm.
Which will happen later.
So we got the apartment. What's cool is we don't have to even get the like electricity in our name or anything. It's just we pay our electricity bill with our rent, so...
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
You're also you're moving pretty quickly too. You already bought a couch and a table, and mm-hmm. you just did it this weekend. And then a week, you're going to be moved in.
Yeah, he did everything that day, like the credit check and the criminal background. He did everything while we were there, which was pretty cool. So, I mean, it was really quick. We already have one of the keys. We're just waiting for the bottom lock to be changed, so we can get the second key. That's Friday. So, we're on our way. So no stress for that. Now it's just stressful because I'm going to be unpacking for probably like 2 or 3 weeks.
No, you have 5 days.
To unpack. I mean, once we
get
moved.
Oh, you said unpack. I thought you said pack. Yeah. I like unpacking.
I don't.
Because you can put stuff where you want it.
That's true. So what else we got going?
Nothing.
Besides eating this salty-ass bacon cheese.
Yeah, Brad, why don't you talk this show?
Yeah, you didn't even talk in the last show.
You lead us.
Well, I was actually looking up farmer's market stuff and looking up some interesting facts about certain things.
Amanda cheese.
And maybe. And I was actually already editing the show, and the show's already posted and queued. FYI.
Oh, when's it coming out? Tomorrow?
Well, show 430 came out last Thursday, which, when you're listening to the show, would make sense.
Which is tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I get that. So one thing I want to talk about, which I was kind of surprised, is 2 days ago I was reading an article and I posted it on the Foul Monkeys page, I believe. But the Episcopal Church unanimously voted in their Congress to allow gay marriages in their church.
Not surprised. I think they were the first to really allow gay pastors and all that.
You go, girl.
So that's pretty cool. I mean,
they're super Catholic light, too. They're pretty, usually. But this guy is very cool. So you're going to get married?
Methodist, in their general conference in Tampa, voted that down. No.
So are you getting married?
No. Not even time soon. I don't even know if I'll ever get married.
You're going to work on a lease first?
Yeah. Married isn't something I really ever thought about, because the whole time I grew up, I knew I would never, could never get married, you know? So I never really thought about it. So maybe, I mean, I don't know. I won't put it out of the future.
The girl inside of me wants a wedding.
Of course she does.
Yeah. However, I just want a ring. And babies.
If you like it, then you better put a ring on it and a baby inside of me.
You're going to be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right. But
people
cuter,
get that reference.
But cuter. You guys, there's this new game on iTunes, or it's on the iPhone. It's called Song Pop.
What?
Oh.
Is it free?
Pop song.
I don't tell.
Pop song. It's free.
Okay, good.
And basically, it's music clips, and you have to guess it, the song or the artist, before the other person does. And it's so fun. It's replaced draw something. It's replaced that, and it's replaced Word with Friends, because I don't play those anymore. So if you guys had a game with me, I don't play anymore. I deleted it from my phone. So
we deleted it a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. That one sounds fun, though. That one sounds fun.
You should try it.
We're also addicted to Flow.
What's that?
Is it Flow?
Yeah, it's kind of like you connect two dots together in a quadrant, and you try to make it so you fill up the whole quadrant with the connection.
Is that one an alligator?
Then it increases in difficulty where there's multiple dots. So like in the beginning, it's like a 4x4, and you connect two different colors.
Yeah, the dots are colors, so you do blue to blue, red to red, but you can never cross the path. And
don't cross the stream.
No crossing streams.
And the whole, every block must have something go through it.
Oh, okay.
So you have to try to find what path allows you to do it.
Hmm.
The first couple are very easy, but they definitely get hard. It's kind of addicting. It's really stupid, mindless. So really, it is just incredibly mindless. But Bradley and I there's a time trial.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did kind of compete with each other to see who could do the most. And like it's like 30 seconds, 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And who won?
He did on some of them. I did on a few.
Okay. No, I did.
Oh.
All right. Well, enough about the iPhone apps. We do have a phone call that we have to talk about. So
ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call.
Hey, Foul Monkeys, Ricky. How's it going? This is Lou. Just giving you a call, just because I need a favor, but I hope all is well. And yeah, I can't believe that I've been in Denver for 2 years now this month. And just wanted to say hi, and I'm still alive. Everybody's doing good over here, and it's wonderful. Listen, I am asking for a favor. I am asking for everybody on your show to vote for my band's video. We're on an online voting contest. And all I'm simply asking people to do is find the video on YouTube. Just use the keywords Mustard Big Break. And once you find it, just thumbs up the video. And that's it. So rock on. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later. And enjoy the show. Thanks.
Well.
Hey, Lou. Oh, I miss Lou.
So I'm going to look that up.
I'm looking it up now, too.
Because since, you know, he wanted us to plug it, which everyone should go and plug it, I think we should play it.
Yes. It's 4 minutes long, though.
Well, we can play part of it. And okay. Then you can drown out the sound. Like, dial it down when we're done.
All right, hold on. Let me pull up the video here. Maybe we didn't know he had a band. Lou, I didn't know you could play it. Oh, wait. I think I didn't know he could play bass or something.
Maybe we could play it as our outro today.
Oh, at the end like of the song? Outro.
Yeah.
We should probably listen to it first. Are you listening to it?
No.
Hold on. Let me turn this up a little bit.
Why are you laughing? You could just plug it in.
Why don't you want to plug it in?
I thought we were going to do it at the end.
Then why are we
listening?
I just
want to listen to it for a second. God.
Then wait, well, why do we need to put our listeners through that? Jesus.
I'm going to cut your headphones.
Either our listeners get to listen to it properly and clearly instead of through your microphone.
We'll do it at the end. So I'm sorry, Lou, that that got disturbed. But you all.
Jesus
Christ. You all go take a look at Mustard Big Break on YouTube and vote for them, please. And we'll play it.
I'll link it as well.
Wait, will we be able to play it? We'll have to like sit here through the whole thing, right? Because we can't just add it to the recording.
Why can't you just add it to the recording?
Because we don't have a copy of it to just place into the recording. We'd have to. But it has to play on the computer.
We could do it like we do anything else. Why are we talking about this now instead of after we've done the recording?
Anyway, Lou,
it's not rocket science.
Conversation.
It's just like we listen to anything else on this show. He can plug it in, record it while it's playing, and it's added to the show.
Okay. Well, if you want to sit here for that, okay.
It's 4 minutes.
I'm just saying. You guys go check it out.
Jesus,
I will at the
end. You make things too complicated. Good Lord.
So we don't have any other phone calls, so I don't know what the fuck is up with that. Well, I guess if we talk like this about the phone calls, then nobody will want to fucking call us.
And that's not a we, that's a you.
No, you're arguing with me.
Not about phone calls.
See, look, you're arguing.
That wasn't what the thing was. The whole thing about phone calls was that you were like, fucking phone calls.
James, could you please go to the next subject?
Whatever, he's not going to have anything to say anyway.
Oh!
So our hairdresser
had
some fun stories to tell us today while we were getting our hair cut.
Now, is it okay to talk about this? They don't listen to the show, right?
No, and we won't mention names.
Okay. I don't remember his name anyway.
Oh, okay.
Not our hairdresser, the guy that did this.
The issue. Okay.
Anyway, he talked to you more about it, so you know more details. But it was crazy. And
basically, go ahead. I thought you were telling me to talk about it.
No, go ahead.
So we were sitting there, and first, it was hilarious because he was being passive-aggressive to the receptionist on basically wanting him to change to Pandora Station because he was tired of hearing, what's her name? The blonde country chick that's really young that everyone loves.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. He was like, totally, is this Taylor Swift? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, it's the pink radio station. Don't understand why Taylor Swift. And I'm like, don't like Taylor? She goes, no, and that was my passive-aggressive way of saying turn the fucking station because I don't like it. Of course, the guy didn't. So then we were laughing. I'm like, well, this place does play different music than your other location. Because we generally go to the location that's up here near us, but we didn't for this time because of blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, well, that may just be different for a while anyway. And I was like, oh, I don't understand. Do tell. Mm. Well, apparently, the receptionist at our regular location was
who controlled Pandora and
who controlled Pandora.
That's why it's kind of linked.
Yeah, and gave me free wine and you know, whatever. Well, they all give free wine no matter what it is because that's just how this place is. Was fired for embezzlement. I guess he has been stealing
a receptionist
thousands of dollars from them, and they just not found out, and they confronted him, and he admitted to it because he had bills to pay.
That's what his excuse was.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. I was told our stylist, it was they really don't know how much money he really took because they make you pay their tips in cash to the receptionist when you cash out. So I normally tip very well, especially when I know when he does a really good job or whatever. And I'm almost positive that some of that money has probably gone into the receptionist's pocket.
So it wasn't money that they could track because he was charging the correct price for the haircut. He was stealing the tips.
No. He was doing all of the above. They don't.
Oh.
They know how much money he's stolen.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't know the whole total amount because when it comes to the tips, there's no telling who he skimmed off of.
You have to pay cash and tip.
But we don't really go into the logistics how he said he covered it up. Well, basically one of the ways they caught it when made him the red flag go up is that in the system, like he made it like the person came in and used a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no extra cash in the, so the cash wasn't off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then at the end of the month, basically then I guess how it works is something like the owner then pays from his pocket for the, gift card to the stylist, or he gets like 50% or something, right. Or I don't, whatever their breakdown is and how much they get. Well, eventually we found out that there was no extra money coming in from the purchase of gift cards. So basically the owner from his pocket was giving all this money to his stylist without the money coming in. And so then of course they went deeper and deeper and deeper into it, and
they pressed
a little audit. This we asked, and he said no.
Oh.
They said they have not pressed charges. I have a feeling they may, because, they're looking to the legality of, it's not legal to hold someone's paycheck, but I guess it is legal to freeze someone's paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he said that they're going to freeze it for a while, because he agreed to pay it back, and they'll give it to him once he pays it back. But, whatever happens, whatever's legal, of course they'll do.
Right.
But I asked the same question, and then our stylist said, if it was just my salon, I would have picked up the phone and called the police.
I don't get people who steal, especially like money and stuff. I don't get that.
Well, and they're kind of like family oriented, as in they all do stuff together. Uh-huh. And it's they all like each other and they hang out together. And this receptionist did drag for the first time, and our stylist was going to be his drag mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, and all this, and he's been stealing from them and the company all this time.
I hate people that steal. I'm like, get your own fucking job and make your own fucking money. And if you're not making enough, find a new one.
Yeah, and the other drama is that one of the other stylists, I guess, is pissed and they didn't think he should have been fired, which we don't get. I asked the same questions that your face just gave me.
I wonder if because that person was benefiting from it.
No, because he was
later
being stolen from too.
Yeah, and that's what our stylist, like, I said the same thing to him, like, looked at him like, you saw the same papers I did, and you actually had more money taken from you than it was from me. Because I guess our stylist was told by the manager that he needed to make sure that he was super nice to the new receptionist, because apparently he has not had a warm welcome from this other person.
Mm-hmm.
And his first few days have been rather shitty because they've made him feel like shit.
Mm.
Because they're mad that he's there and the other person's not. And so the stylist and I are both like, that's stupid and that sounds like an HR issue. Not everyone just needs,
I doubt in a salon there's really HR.
No, just HR by the manager needs to go to that one person and be like, shut the fuck up.
Or you're fired.
Right.
So all I can think about every time I think of like salon issues is Tabitha's salon takeover and how much of a bitch she is. It wouldn't happen to be one she did, is it?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, that's Chicago salon or something. Men's salon.
Chicago Male.
Chicago Male.
Yes, is that what it is?
It's on Clark. No, you, Broadway.
I like the one that's called Halsted's. Great Head.
Halsted's.
Great Head.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that one's funny.
So we just got James Brad just got a text message from a listener friend, which is rather funny.
Oh, who?
I don't know if we should read it or not, but I think it fits. It's nothing personal.
No, it's just about a friend we talked about that isn't illegal.
We said that if we had a friend that had his green card and you asked if he was an illegal. Actually, like, did just read the text.
The short guy?
Yeah.
You know, I have a question. I think I saw him. Does he live in the city or in
the
suburb?
No.
Does he live here?
No.
I could have sworn I saw him.
He lives in the Carolinas.
I could have sworn I saw him at Leona's the other night.
No.
No.
They had like a big bear dinner there. You know that big muscular Alex guy?
Yeah.
He was there and there was like 14 other bears.
Were you there with them?
No. Tony and I were eating there on our own. Or the provider. I said his name.
Anyway, he says... So earlier, I was listening to your podcast where Waylon started talking about how I'm not a citizen. I think Ricky was like, is he an illegal? Let's just say I was giggling like a schoolgirl in my cube at work, and let's just let Ryan listen to it in the car, and luckily we were parked, or he might have ran us off the road from laughter.
I like it when we make people laugh.
Yes, but we don't like it when you run off the road and kill yourself. No. We don't like that part.
No.
Speaking of illegals, did you see
what
today?
About the provider?
No, he's legal. Did you see today in the red eye or
wasn't today's red eye?
No.
I just
it was in the news. But Rahm Emanuel said that illegal immigrants will not be held in jail unless they've committed a crime or they've been convicted of a crime. Because they found out that people that are illegal immigrants that don't have their papers, you know, they can be here legally, they're victims of crime, but they never say anything because they're afraid they're going to be deported. So he's vowed that they would not be deported and they would not be held. You know, if they witness a crime or if they're part of the crime, you know, if they have been
the victim
of crime, he won't hold them.
Interesting.
So I think that's kind of cool. I mean, I know that illegal immigrants is a big issue here or in the United States, but if it wasn't so hard to get here, people wouldn't have to do it illegally.
I'd be curious to see how that ends up working, because I think that's a slippery slope, and, you know, someone's going to try to skirt that in some way or hire authority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm curious if it will work, if he's actually, when it gets implemented, mm-hmm. what the police chief thinks. I'm, you know, it's very curious.
Well, isn't he the police chief's boss? So it doesn't really matter what he thinks.
But he can still talk against it. They're still elected officials.
Yeah. So actually the guy that he's working with when Rahm was chief of staff was telling everybody that he was against Rahm because he was, like, you know, not helping illegal immigrants and all this good stuff. But after he became mayor, then they're like buddy buddy now.
Mm.
So that's interesting.
Did you read this email from a listener on Facebook about a funeral and him laughing?
Yes.
I'm just gonna sum it up. I don't know if you read it.
No.
Basically, they were talking about how they like to laugh at, and or they don't like to. They just do laugh at inappropriate times, and how he was a pallbearer for his grandmother's funeral, and they were walking down the steps of the church, and it was pretty steep, and he thought he heard a noise in the coffin. Thought it was his grandmother got into, like, ninja pose because of gravity,
like,
I guess.
Scrunched down in the bottom of the...
Scrunched down. He started laughing, and I guess his brother started kicking him, like, so, oh my God, I'll fucking beat you up. It's like, what the hell?
My first funeral was with a gay great uncle that I didn't know that I had. And I swore to God, in the middle of the funeral, he was just going to pop up in his casket and be like, start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
And died.
And died. And then dropped back down. Swore to God.
So remember, speaking of emails and all that stuff, remember we had asked a question in the previous shows, have you ever stayed? Wait, did we talk about that in the last show?
Yeah, no, two shows ago.
But we didn't talk about the answers, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
So several people contacted
us. Well, you didn't finish the question. The question being,
Have you stayed with an ex for, like, a crazy reason, like because of sex or they had a big dick or.
Or as you all said, money.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one person did go onto the website and said that she did stay with her other partner or boyfriend or whatever because she was well kept, so she stayed with him for a long time. And then Mike Sippy also, I'm just gonna, because he writes, you know, his stuff is long, but
are you trying to say our new listener is wordy?
No, he's long-winded. Fine, but I just don't want to read the whole thing because maybe some of it's personal. But basically, he stayed with his ex because of his nephew and how his nephew was being mistreated, and he wanted to take care of that nephew, but then things didn't work out. So then he said sometimes even later on, he thinks about where that nephew is.
I think you should contact the nephew.
Right.
I think that family is built sometimes, and that nephew may need him in his life still.
Oh, he said that his nephew looked like Chunk from the Goonies. Did he do, what was the dance?
The truffle shuffle.
Wait, he added some more stuff here. Wait, there's stuff mixed up here. They were talking about adopting him.
Is that an email or Facebook post?
It's a Facebook message.
Ah.
He's responded to us on Facebook.
Fat plus beard equals bear slash cute versus fat guy plus no facial hair equals stateless.
Oh, because he's talking about when he broke up with his ex, how all those issues were a problem. And so he said, so I turned the money McFucko was paying me for rent into a personal trainer sessions. Once prepaid for a year, then he got his pink slip. My ex paid for a new body for me, so thanks, McFucko. So I miss the kid and my ex paying for my personal trainer.
I feel bad for that kid if his name was McFucko.
No, McFucko's
the ex.
It was a joke.
Oh.
It.
McFucko.
Sorry.
Growing up as a kid named McFucko.
Oh.
That would have been funny.
Now I get you. You went. Womp womp. We need a sound effect for when Brad tells a joke that doesn't
a gong
work. Wait, we can't use a gong for everything.
Yes, you can.
Okay, so
maybe
we don't.
You guys just need to get my humor.
Maybe someone God, just
needs to send
here,
us a we've gong. Been doing this for a year now together. Seriously, get on top of my bandwagon.
He wanted to know something about our facial hair. Is what he said.
I've got a bird.
He said he's actually had somebody. My beard is a flaming red. Oh, it's flaming red. There's very small market for ginger bears. I'm sure Ricky
no,
can comment
not.
On this too. I can't because I'm not a ginger. Whatever.
You only
fake
wish.
Ginger. No firebush.
No. Worse it comes, or he says, worse it comes in patchy. Even had a stranger come up to me and say, your beard looks weird. It looks like you have mange.
Nice. Aww. I don't grow it in certain places, and someone literally asked me if I shaved my chin area. That's a really interesting way to shave your beard. And I go,
It doesn't grow there?
No, I don't shave that. I only grow it here. It doesn't connect and doesn't grow here.
Oh, I shaved mine.
Yeah, that whole area.
Does your shave? Does it grow here?
Right here?
Under the lip, above the chin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just trim it. I don't shave it, though.
Yeah, mine doesn't grow. What you see is where my hair is.
Do you get a soul patch?
Yeah.
Do you get that? Okay.
It just stops growing right here.
Oh, interesting.
It's a little goat.
I wish I could grow full. Like, your facial hair is kind of full. Mine does the patchy thing. Mm. It kind of grows out like pubic hair.
It's
kind of weird.
I'm a man. I prefer your chest than you two.
And my hair is just fair in color, so when it grows out, it takes like...
Except right now, he pretty much shaved it off, except for maybe a 10 o'clock shadow.
And then my boyfriend was hitting on him.
And he looks like he's 12.
I guess
and
this, I'll be getting provided.
Yeah, he looks like he's 12, and then all of a sudden it's...
Hey, Ben, you look very handsome.
You look hot. Muy caliente.
Caliente.
He's like, I don't know, it's just... And I'm like, silencio.
And actually, you said it a little more evil intent.
Silencio. No, that's country.
You're country all the time, Ricky.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm a little bit of rock and roll, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that kind of rock and roll, exactly the Donny Osmond kind of rock and roll. So.
We had some other people. Let's see. I just want to look at the Twitter real quick and see if anybody. David Perez, who I think lives in either Atlanta or South Carolina. Can't remember. Can you explain that Higgs-Boson thing?
What?
Do you know what that is?
It sounds familiar.
I know what it is because I read about it because I'm a nerd. But it has to do something with... Finding the... It's either two things.
Oh.
The hottest temperature in the world that was made by man.
The God particle.
The God particle. Or the particle that they're searching for.
Which everyone's trying to get to say not the God particle and trying to use that.
Right.
Yes. What about it?
He was just asking, can you explain what it is?
No, because we're not physicists.
I don't understand.
Let's pretend we're physicists.
So I Google searched it and it came up under one thing.
What?
English Wikipedia or simple Wikipedia? Let's click simple.
Yeah. And what does it say?
It is an elementary particle whose possible discovery was announced on July 4th, 2012.
It is predicted by a theory in physics called the Standard Model. It is one of the 16 fundamental particles as devised by the Standard Model, the others being the 6 quarks, 6 leptons, and 3 other bosons, and the last being the Higgs boson.
This sounds like a Star Trek episode.
Well, actually, the finding this, which, you know, before, which is a theory, mm-hmm. takes it kind of to a Star Trek level. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been talks about this particle, maybe, you know, what has the key to creation, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's turning out that that's not quite so true, mm-hmm. that this particle isn't, things are not made up by enough of this particle to be, like, the answer, the missing link, the
right.
thing. And on, I was listening to NPR last weekend where they were kind of talking about this, and a physicist was being very glib about it and speaking about how they kind of...
Could you explain glib to our listeners, please?
Do you mean to you?
Yes.
I'm sure we have listeners that don't understand.
Glib, kind of...
like nonchalant?
Sarcastically joking.
Oh, okay.
You know, just about how some people are saying this may be the end of science or the end of physics, where some people may just stop putting research money into trying to, like, for instance, this would have been found earlier, they say, if money would not have been taken away from the what's it called, that big collision,
the machine,
yes,
Hadron collider,
yes, if that
at
would
CERN,
if the money would not have been taken away from that program to actually use it, this probably would have been discovered already.
Mm-hmm.
And so they liken it to where the state of our space program is now, where after, you know, the Apollo missions and we actually went to the moon and did all that kind mm-hmm. of stuff, things just kind of stopped. Like, people just kind of figured that was it. That's mm-hmm. all we're going to be able to do. And so the money stopped going for research, and look what happened now. It's a big mess. Everything's at a halt. Nothing's going on. So there's worries that some people are going to think that this is the new end-all be-all.
Mm-hmm.
And so then people aren't going to be putting the money into their further research, into further going out past this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bringing up a lot of interesting questions. But I also love the fact that everyone's like, stop calling it the God particle.
Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is, okay, so the universe is always expanding after the Big Bang theory of what they think. Then wouldn't that particle be at the very end of the universe? And since we don't have anything to discover the end of the universe yet, we will never find it until we get that technology. Because the space is always expanding, the universe. So
first of all,
it should be there.
I'm not a physicist.
No, I'm just saying, but that's what I know.
No, because I think these things are still found within
air or something, or, well, I guess space.
You know, they're still found by, you know, doing tests and, you know, mm-hmm. with looking at what we know to different ways.
Like, where did they find it? Does it say?
I didn't look into the data on how it was actually discovered.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I understand. Well, I don't think what you're saying has anything to do with what we have left to discover. Because the dark matter and stuff in space,
mm-hmm.
we only know a tiny fraction of what's out there. There's a bunch of other shit.
Mm-hmm.
That we have no idea what's in it. We don't know what it does. We don't know how it was created. So there's a lot more that we could do. This is such a minute part of it, but it's also, so even though it's minute, it's just something that was theoretical
mm-hmm.
that now actually was proven.
That's kind of why I wish I was a vampire, so I would live forever and be able to see other places in space.
I'm kind of along those lines. I think it would be interesting just because it'd be interesting to actually physically witness humans go from thinking something is absolute magic
mm-hmm.
to finding, you know, magic being technology that's not understood or information, mm-hmm. you know, knowledge that's not understood, to now with all this stuff that we can actually do that to anyone would be considered magic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's interesting.
Weird. I know there's other humans, and there's probably like Earths with like huge like millipedes.
Would
like
you move to the moon?
Probably not, because it's kind of small.
Or would you move to a space station?
Yeah, I would. I think it would be the most amazing thing ever.
I would rent first. I can't make
make
that,
sure you like
I
it.
Can't make that commitment.
I would definitely go to one of the space hotels.
I would too. I think that would be interesting.
We were at the Museum of Science and Industry, and they were showing the elevator into space
mm-hmm.
and everything.
The ribbon one, thing?
Yeah, it was just all, the theory was it was just like all on this ribbon. And so it's like a big conveyor belt,
mm-hmm.
but that you're attached, and you would just ride the ribbon up.
So how does the ribbon Is it because of gravity it stays in the atmosphere?
It's not connected to the moon. It's connected to an actual
space station.
Oh. So the space station would always be in the same place, and so it would be going with the planet.
Rotation.
But I forget what it was made out of, but it's made out of something that's super strong that can withstand mm-hmm. the... But it was fascinating. Pressure. It was this gigantic, basically like square thing that had rockets,
and
it would ride this kind of, it looked like a beam of light, but it literally was a ribbon, and it would take you up to the space.
And it had solar panels on it to keep electricity going. Yeah,
but obviously this isn't, you know, this is a theory, mm-hmm. a way to do it. And then they showed some of, like, you know, they showed some of the pictures of what people think that maybe the hotel should look like or the living situations.
Oh my god, I would totally go there. That'd be like the ultimate vacation.
So is this next on your Amazon wish list?
Yes.
That you want your listeners to buy?
If I can't afford to go to Australia, the world down under, I don't know how I'm going to afford to go to the world in above. The sky. Yeah. to the land in the sky.
Like, I've said this a million times. Well, probably not a million times, but a lot. 433.6
times.
Exactly.
Today.
If I knew that I was terminally sick and I was going to die.
Wait, one more time. If I knew.
Right. Then.
Death Watch 2012.
Oh. What was not 2012?
Hey, he's signing a lease with his boyfriend.
You guys might piss each other off.
If anything, that would be jumping off the building. That's different. If I knew that I was sick and I was going to die within, like, the, you know, 8-hour period, I would love to be placed into a rocket or a spaceship and just flown out into space so that I can see, like, what the Earth and the moon looks like, you know, in space.
So first of all, you do realize that in 8 hours, that would never happen?
Well, you know, whatever.
Right.
By the time I die, hopefully that's possible.
I guess it depends on how you're going to die, because, you know, the cynical part of me and the reality part would think that if you're that fragile, you're not going to make it out of the atmosphere.
That's true. Maybe we'll do.
I think there's a reason.
5 days.
You've been very cynical lately, too.
Maybe 5 days.
I've been very cynical. How so?
Like last night when I showed you that little picture of that old lady in the story next to it, I'm just sitting there thinking, this is a nice story. Da, 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 da. It's about this old lady who doesn't have anybody, and she called a cab, and it's from the cab's driver's perspective. Mm-hmm. And the cab driver's like, I honked twice, nobody came, and it was my last ride of the shift. I could have just driven away. Instead, I went up, and I found it was an old lady that was, you know, dragging some stuff out and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she was getting ready to go into hospice, and she's like, can you go and drive through downtown? And he's like, well, that's not the quickest way. And she's like, it's fine. I'm not in a rush. I'm going to hospice. And he's like, oh, okay, well. And then when he found that out, he took the fare off, and she, like, they went around for like 2-something hours or so in the story, and she told her, like, oh, that used to be where I used to go dancing at the ballroom, blah, blah, blah. This is where I worked as a such and such, but, you know, all this kind of stuff. And then he drove up to the thing, and she goes, how much do I owe you? And he goes, there, nothing, and blah, blah, all this kind of stuff.
And then she jumped on the camera and said, I'm lying, sucker!
No. And I showed it to Waylon, and he goes, I wonder if that story's really true.
No.
And I'm just thinking
to myself,
that wasn't even crossing my mind.
No.
I just thought it was a nice,
unfair
story.
Unfair. But unfair,
cynical.
Unfair.
But cynical.
I said, that is really sweet. Beat, 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 beat. But sometimes I wonder if that was really... That. I said it was very sweet in a very nice way. But then I said, but it does make me wonder sometimes if things like this are actually true.
I don't care if it's true or not. It's a sweet story. And it's supposed to help you remind you that, you know, there's shit out there.
I don't
know.
But it also reminds me of those chain things.
Yeah, it's
almost.
But I'm not passing it on. But some.
No, it was like on a news article or where was it?
No, someone posted on their Facebook with a picture and that's the thing. Making it sound like this really happened to the person and the person posted it. Mm. No, I'd rather it be like, this is a great story. This is a great piece of fiction that I wrote that really touches our hearts and tells us where
But
with the no, point of humanity.
But it comes down, though, to the fact that it's like, you know, it doesn't really matter at that point. When you're reading a story, if it's true or not, if it's going to make you happy or if it, you know, the source of it doesn't matter at that point. It's supposed to be portraying a feeling or an emotion.
I would prefer it to be on TV, like on a news article Lifetime? Or in CNN.
I disagree completely. I think if something is billed as this actually happened and this is supposed to be like, I'm telling you the story that happened to me, but really it's just a story like you're reading Chicken Fruit Soup for the Soul, I have a problem with it coming across as
fake,
as I'm lying to you that this actually happened to me. I'm not saying that the story doesn't have valor, merit, whatever, but it still makes me wonder if it's true. I didn't, so whatever. What's another? Yeah. What's a second one? Where else have I been cynical?
No, I don't know.
Oh, he got pretty passionate that I've been cynical more than once, so I'm just curious.
I'm sure there'll be examples afterwards, and he'll write them down for the next show.
Oh, no, he won't, because he won't bring this up again. Not because I won't let him, because he won't.
Yeah, he will.
No, he won't.
I see it in his eyes.
No, he won't.
Oh, somebody's throwing right shit over here? You're going to start cutting cords?
Where's a knife? I only have toothpicks and keys.
All right, so it's probably time to leave, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to leave on that note.
Well, we always leave on a happy note.
Are you back in Florida? What?
don't. No.
We did.
Don't.
You asked about the cutting of cords.
Well, that's... No.
No.
Anyway, we got to go.
This is James.
Wait, Pride 48.
Pride 48, we're going.
Get your shit in gear or in order.
Because tickets are expensive.
Well...
They're getting expensive.
They're getting expensive.
We could have gotten them for not even.
I mean, we have someone from
$50 each.
Right. We have someone from another country coming to see us, which is awesome. Hendrick. That's going to be fun.
Is he cute?
And I think so. I'll show you a picture. He's like Twinkie Boy, though. So I don't know.
Whatever. Maybe. I think Dr.
I don't even know if he listens to the show. I think he's just, you know, looks at it on Facebook and stuff.
I think Dr. Stone's beautiful.
Yes. He does. Well, excuse me. We'll go back to Dr. Stone in a second. But Hendrick does listen to the show because he's the one that contacted me about listening to the story about my dad and all that crap. But yes, Dr. E. Pluribus Stone is cute.
Mm-hmm.
With his little hair and his little bird chest.
I'd watch him and James LeRoy have naughties. I'm already.
Dr. Stone is very specific.
And I'm sure
and
it's not James LeRoy.
I don't even think the person that he wants exists. So.
Please, a girl still has needs, and you know he's checking Craigslist at some point.
I don't know. He's in San Diego. He's probably down at the Marines or at the Navy Yard.
I don't think it quite works that way, but...
Sure it could.
But I forgot, though. Bradley's already been whored out to Melissa Miranda.
Oh, that is true. She's in Europe right now. Do you want to read your card?
How many weeks has that been already? Well, we already talked about the gift from him.
No, well, we didn't read the card.
Here we go. This is from Melissa Miranda.
Melinda. It has a bunch of Asians on the front. It says, howdy, FM boys. Sorry it took so long to send this. It's not much, but I hope it helps. I adore you all very much. I will be vacationing in Amsterdam and France for 3 weeks, so no calls. Can't wait to see you all in Cha-Cha Land, Vegas. XOXO, MMMMM.
I hope she has her cha-cha dress on.
I'm sure she'll be showing her panties while she rubs her ass across the floor again this year.
Amazing. See, you guys, if you don't go to that, you can't see it.
Oh,
I mean, you can hear about it, but you don't see it.
And aren't we doing an organized dinner to the Peppermill?
We are supposed to be doing that. I don't know who is fronting that, so we should probably check on it.
Fronting? There's no fronting. We make a reservation and we go.
Yeah, but I think someone's talking about making sure the reservation's done, like a specific person.
Oh.
So I don't know who that is. Do you?
No.
Okay.
But anyway.
So what I just said was true.
But we'll all be going in no matter what. If it's not a large group, you know we'll be going again. Because that place was...
I've never went.
You didn't... Oh, that's
right. I
was
sick.
You were pooping.
No, I was sleeping.
On someone's face?
No. On a pillow right next to Nessa when she came in with Supergirl.
That's right. I shared a gigantic fishbowl cocktail with Christian.
So, all right, I think we're done.
Yeah.
We're good. All right, this is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.